This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It is day one of the Dog Days of Podcasting for 2019. And as usual, I'm doing mostly flash fiction. I spent the month of June doing a story a day fiction challenge through a group called the Literal Challenge. They also run a challenge called 28 Plays Later that I've now done twice, where you spend the month of February writing a play a day, 28 plays in 28 days, which is really intense. And it's actually more difficult for me because I am not really a playwright. I thought writing 30 short stories in 30 days would be a breeze because I write flash fiction all the time. You guys have heard it. It was a lot more challenging than I thought it was going to be. I tried to embrace the prompts that they gave us and stretch and push myself a little bit out of my comfort zone and not just write the science fiction and horror stuff that I typically do. This was challenge number 8, which was to write a story inspired by World Cup soccer. It's called Lake Smoke. I'm in a cafe in Madrid, and inevitably, the conversation turns to football. The game I know as soccer. As has happened time and time again on my visit to this city, my companion's demeanor has the song Gay or European from Legally Blonde, the musical, running through my head. I apologize for my bad language skills. Mi español es muy mal y mexicana, I explain. He counters, mi inglés es como humo. Like smoke. But I understand more Spanish than I can speak, and even though the Castilian accent throws me a little, somehow we manage to communicate. He asks me if I follow the game, and I have to admit, I don't. I'm not really a sports person, I say, except for figure skating and horse racing. I blush and add, gesturing to the television, I like the outfits, the shiny shirts and tiny shorts. I'm quoting the musical again. He laughs at that. Well, who can blame you? It is why men watch gymnastics and swimming, no? I have to agree. It is probably why some men watch those sports. The problem is, he says, you look at football and you see a ball game. And really, you should see a dance. It is a dance with a ball, a great dance on a ballroom made of grass. The ball, she is your partner, and the other team, they are trying to steal your partner and get her to go home with them for the night. Okay, I say, you make it sound almost sexy. It is sexy, my companion insists. Come, let me show you. Now? Do you have other plans? I don't. And I admit it. All right, so. And he asks for the check and pays it before I can make even a token protest. He leads me a few blocks away to a terrace square where young boys in school uniforms are kicking a ball around. That building, he points, was once a palace. Now it is a school. He calls the boys over, asks if he can show the Americana how to appreciate football, asks if they will assist him. At first, I just watch. But gradually, I'm drawn into the pickup game. It's casual, informal. All good, because I'm told not to put my purse down. Thankfully, it's a small crossbody bag, lest someone wander off with it. And after half an hour, or an hour, I'm breathless from the activity and the altitude. Madrid is much higher than where I live. But I'm also beginning to see what he means. It is a dance, patterns upon patterns. After the game, we treat the boys to limonadas or Coca-Colas and join them in their refreshment. The afternoon is dying, and my companion asks if I want to extend our afternoon, tour the literary quarter, then go to dinner, and perhaps another kind of dance, if you are interested. He's a wonderful flirt, and I'm definitely interested. I accept his invitation. Weeks later, I'm sitting at my office racing to meet a deadline when a box arrives from my madrina dance partner. It's a regulation football, an invitation to return for a proper visit. I laugh at the gift because I expected our encounter to be as ephemeral as his professed English skills. Like smoke. Then I reach for my phone to send a message over WhatsApp asking when's a good time for said visit. He says, after the World Cup. I tell him, it's a date. He says, no, it's a dance.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.